This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Jurors in Brunswick, Georgia, have finished for the day in their deliberation over the fate of three white men accused of murdering a young African-American jogger, Ahmaud Arbery, in a trial that has divided a southern U.S. community and once again forced America to reckon with an incident of deadly force being wielded against a racial minority member. Closing arguments ended earlier Tuesday in the high-profile trial. The men are accused of chasing down and murdering Ahmaud Arbery outside Brunswick, Georgia in February 2020. The defendants have pleaded not guilty, contending they suspected Arbery, who was out on a jog, of burglarizing homes in their predominantly white neighborhood. Arbery's death sparked nationwide protests last year. If convicted, all three men face life in prison. A jury has awarded millions of dollars in damages against white nationalist leaders for violence that erupted during the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, in which one person died. After a nearly month-long civil trial, a jury in U.S. District Court in Charlottesville on Tuesday was deadlocked on two key claims, but found the white nationalists liable in four other counts. The jury awarded slightly more than $25 million to nine people who suffered physical or emotional injuries during the 2 days of demonstrations. At least 19 people, including nine security force members, have been killed during an attack in Burkina Faso, that attack by suspected extremists. This, according to the government's press agency, on Tuesday. The attack occurred on Sunday in the center north.